It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
College football season is winding down a little bit, and not a lot of great games out there, but a couple that we'll look at, and we'll start with one that right there in the SEC, 2:30 on CBS. It's number 25 Georgia taking on number 7 Auburn, and Matt and I both picked Auburn to get upset last week. It didn't happen, and we both picked them to get upset again this week, so it's going to be interesting seeing Auburn in these last couple of games down the stretch.
Yeah, Joe, I was going to say that Georgia, I just don't know if Auburn can complete 7 passes and win this game. You know, they're going to have to throw the ball. And if Todd Gurley is healthy, I mean, it's just I think it's a totally different team, that Georgia team, when Todd Gurley's healthy.
I agree. And then later on that night, 6 o'clock, Fox, you have Texas Tech, who's a high-powered offense. And they're taking on Baylor, another high-powered offense, number 5 Baylor, that is. But Baylor has a better defense. They're playing at home, and they're playing to put themselves in position for a possible national championship run if some other dominoes fall into effect. So Baylor is they're just going to continue to try to win these games and stay undefeated. And later on, an hour later to be specific, 7 o'clock, here's the college football game I want people to look out for. It's number 4, Stanford at USC, and that's ABC. 7
yeah,
o'clock.
That should be a good one. Are you surprised, Joe, that the spread was 3 when you have a top 5 team against an unranked team?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised simply because USC has some bad losses at the beginning of the season, and they were a top talent coming into the season, but because of those bad losses – that's why, you know, their record is what it is, and they're unranked. But there's a lot of talent on that team, and it seems like they've gotten the talent to perform now. And they're playing at home.
If USC wins the rest of their games and wins their bowl game, does Ed Orgeron stay the head coach at USC?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think, you know, you have to give the guy a shot, maybe an interview or whatever. But with some of these big names out there, they're going to be looking elsewhere.
Now Texas can still make a BCS game. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
If Texas
all
wins
they have to
out,
do is win the conference.
Mac Brown would still be there, of course. If they make a BCS game.
Unless he decides.
It'll be up to him, if he wants to be around or not. And then on to the NFL, couple of teams, Baltimore – Ravens and Chicago Bears at 12 o'clock on CBS on Sunday. And these are a couple of teams that are battling to get back into their division races. They're both currently sitting in second place. And, you know, they're going head-to-head here. So one of them is going to take a step forward. One of them will take a step back. And at 3:25, you have the San Francisco 49ers taking on the New Orleans Saints. San Fran, second in their division, and the Saints leading their division, and that's Fox at 3:25. It's going to be another tough game for the Niners going in to play New Orleans.
I'm surprised at that line, Joe. I think it was like 5 or 4, and we've talked about the Saints number 1 or number 2 as far as home field advantages.
Oh, yeah. And my pick, of course, this week, it's the Sunday night game, 7:30 on NBC. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Denver Broncos, 1 loss, and this is for the top of their division, the AFC West.
That should be a good one.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one.
How many personal fouls are called on late hits?
I would say at least two. Will his jersey get dirty?
You know they'll be coming after him.
Yes, they will.
They lead the NFL in sacks, by the way.